Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome, good evening. You are on the Word Prayer Project, and I am your prayer partner, Pastor Steph. How are you tonight? Oh, man, are you preparing for Thanksgiving in any way? Oh, I went shopping today, and man, oh, man, oh, man, it was grueling. I had to make sure you got everything on that list. Oh, because you can't go back to those stores again. You cannot go back to the store again. So I am so glad that you have, you know, just set aside this time to spend with me. And we can just chat and go before the Lord with our prayers, holding hands and holding hearts. You know how Pastor Steph says. And if you are on, if you've checked in, you've got to let me know that you are on. So, you know, give me a little hey. So I can, you know, give you a shout back. You know, thanks be to God that he has given us just another week. We've gone through another week. Here we are on a Sunday night, November 20th, 2022, and we are preparing for the week. We're preparing for the week. I got my first check in with my girl, Beth. Hey, Beth. I'm so glad that you're able to join us. Thank you so much. It's always glad to, you know, always good to be with you. And considering that this is our only time that we've had a chance to share, I am so happy. So come on, let Beth know that you're in the room with her. Let me know that you're in the room with me, you know, so we can get our prayer on. So in a couple of seconds, I'm going to just, you know, run down the list of all of our prayer themes, you know, so just in case there was one that you missed, you can now go back and listen to it. Oh, we got our friend Serge, our first male check-in for the night. Hey, Serge, good evening to you. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, Allie girl. You know, I have this urge to call you Allie Cat. I don't know why. You know, so if that comes out, don't hold it against Pastor Steph. But hey there, my lady. And I'm just, you know, grateful that you are all able to join me tonight. You know, in a minute, we're going to hear exactly what we're praying about tonight or what we're going to talk about for a little while. So make sure, regardless of what we're praying about tonight, before you even hear the theme, know that you're not just the only one who's supposed to be on praying tonight. So we've got to get all our family and our friends on, because the more of us that are praying together, the better the world will be. Okay? Oh, it says, girl, that's my nickname. Uncle David started that. Okay. All right, Uncle David. I'm snatching up that nickname, Alley Cat. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh, we got to check in from our girl, Ketty. Hey, Ketty. Ketty is one of the most dedicated listeners. You know, when I had a Coastal Walk Christian talk show back in 2016, Ketty has been listening to every single episode. Can you imagine it? What a die-hard supporter. So shout out to you, Teddy. Thank you so much. So before we go any further and we read this list of themes, I want to give a shout out to my girl, Anika, who helps to hold us down on Facebook and YouTube Live. We're on Facebook Live. We're on YouTube Live. Thanks to Anika. Oh, we got our girl Shanti in the background holding it down. for us on Block Talk Radio. And Block Talk Radio is where we actually air from, that hosts our It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. And Sean Keith is an engineer on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph every Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you miss us, as well as this prayer, if you miss the prayer, you know somebody and you just couldn't get in touch with them and you want, you know, to send them back, they can always go to Blog Talk Radio, A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show. And you can pull up It's Due Time with Pastor Steph or the Word Prayer Project. Or you can go to Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible.com. We've got Amazon Prime Podcast. We have Google. We've got iHeartRadio. Oh, we are all over. So just in case you don't catch us live, you can always go back. Or if there's a part of the prayer, did you sneeze or have to go to the bathroom? You got to go back and listen to the whole thing. Yeah, can't be no interruptions in the prayer. But you can't help the blood. So, you know, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. So that's why it's on like speed dial. It's on demand. The same way you go on TV and you pick up your shows, it's the same way you need to go on and pick up this prayer. Okay? So let's make sure that we tell our friends. It is so important. This prayer project is one of the most important things you will ever be a part of. When you are a part of just people getting together, especially women, getting together to pray. Now you're helping to pull the community together. You're helping pull in the family together. You're helping to pull in your friends. You're helping to pull in the neighborhood, the city, the state, now the nation, and ultimately the world. Okay? All righty. Oh, we got a check-in from our girl, Evangelist Billy. Hey! Long time no speak to. Thank you so much for stopping by. Good evening to you, too. And listen, tell a friend, all right? Let me just go over some of our themes that we've prayed about. So just in case there's something that has been on your heart, just go back. Just go back. And all you have to do is pull in the Word Prayer Project and pull in that theme and it'll you know, take you right there, okay? All right, the first week we prayed for the men. Impactful prayer for him. That was uncles, daddies, brothers, you know, anybody you know, pastor, anybody, okay? Oh, we then prayed for the fathers and dads. We then prayed for our children. Then the following week was open. Whatever God put on your heart and mind at the time, that's what we prayed about. Our fifth week was moms. 6 week husbands. Then we prayed for our siblings, then mental illness and depression. We then prayed for self-care and treatment. We then prayed for our family. The following week was the sick. Then we prayed for the service workers. Yes, anybody who services us. Okay. Week 13, toxic habits, people, places, and behavior. The following week was someone who doesn't know Jesus. We then prayed for fire victims. Then crime victims. We then prayed for our friends. Then the 18th week was a week of Thanksgiving. Then we prayed for kindness, then discipline, followed by patience, then strength. Then we prayed for rest. Then we prayed for emotional hurt and pain. 25th week, trust. We then prayed for compassion. Following week was resentment. The next week was school, teachers, students, and the parents. We then prayed for honesty, followed by thoughtfulness, then someone who doesn't know Jesus, and a deeper relationship with the Lord. We then followed that up with those who choose to live the hard way. I love that one. We then prayed for selfishness, followed by love, then healing, then consistency. We then prayed for our decision-making, then relationships. Then our 39th week, sins we struggle with. Our 40th week, spiritual growth. Then last week, we prayed for anger. And this week, we are praying for what? Gratitude. Oh, gratitude. You know, that one, I was like watching TV earlier. And then I had a conversation with someone. And lo and behold, it was gratitude. Gratitude was given to me. I was so excited just to hear you know, that word come, because we're walking into Thanksgiving, and, you know, I don't think we're as grateful as we need to be, you know, and I think if we really think about this thing, I don't think we're, you know, you'll agree with me that we're not as grateful as we need to be. And let me help you understand what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about gratitude, showing it. I'm not talking about, oh, yeah, I'll give God thanks when I wake up in the morning. And then what? And then what? What are we doing after that? How are we showing God we're grateful? Huh? Where's gratitude? Come on, come on, come on. Listen, if we missed anyone, of those prayers themes, I want you to make sure you go in and you type in the word prayer project, and then you type in that topic, okay? That way you can just play the prayer all over again. That prayer is good, was good then, and it sure is now. So come on, come on, come on. Go ahead, just play it. Just play it and let God connect you to what, where we were when we prayed back then. Because, see, if we prayed that prayer today, it would still mean something more today. So it doesn't even matter that we prayed for it back then. Because as you grow in God every day, so does your spirit. Your spirit is supposed to grow as well. You're not supposed to be where you were 10 weeks ago. Not if you're staying in the Lord. Oh, come on now. Don't get me started, preacher. Okay? All righty. So, yes, God, I'm so thankful and grateful for all things. Amen. 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 We should be living and giving thanks. And you know how Pastor Steph does. Let me take you to the Word of God on this topic. Psalms 31. Let me say that again. Psalm 136, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Just a reminder that you need to be giving God thanks. Okay? All right. What else are they telling us? Let's see. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, now listen. I want to just stop right there. Stop right there. Now that verse, I'm sorry, that was Psalm 100, verse 5. Okay, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Now let me tell you why that one comes up when we're talking about gratitude. Because see, we have to give thanks for grandma. We have to give thanks for mom or dad. We then have to give thanks for us being able to just receive God's word. Then we're going to give thanks for our children. Then we're going to give thanks for our grandchildren. And if you got some great grands, come on, come on, come on, give thanks for them too. All generations. God just didn't bless you. He blessed those before you. And he's blessing those after you. So that's why we have to make sure that we remember that God doesn't just bless in one area. His blessings go across the board. So come on, let's remember. Remember I said gratitude? And I said, how do you show God your gratitude? How often have we hugged and kissed our grandchild and said, Lord, I love you. Thank you for my grandchild. Thank you for my grandchild's health. Thank you for my grandchild's development. Thank you for my grandchild's growth. They just got report cards here in New York. So come on now. Oh, how'd that report card look? Give God thanks. If they got a bunch of U's or N's like we used to get, or F's, like stuff, listen, give God thanks anyway. Show your gratitude. Give God thanks even for that. Because guess what? It can all be improved. Oh! Just start giving God some thanks and watch how he comes through on that one. All right? We got to check in with our Pastor KL. Hey, Pastor KL. Thank you for joining us. Pastor KL can be heard on his due time with Pastor Steph Mondays, Tuesdays, sometimes Thursdays, but always on Fridays, as we have our men's day on Fridays. Always on Tuesdays, always on Fridays. So come on, check out Pastor KL. He's one of the due time crew members. All right, what are we talking about here in the Bible when it comes to gratitude? Let's see, I want to find a good one, good one, good one. Oh, here we go. Philippians 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious for anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. With thanksgiving. So in other words, it says be anxious for nothing. You're not just going to pour into that prayer a whole bunch of God, can you, God, can you, God, can you. You need to make sure you give God some thanks. So when I start off my prayer, it's been a minute. It's been quite a minute now. But the Spirit of the Lord has always given me, start off your prayer with a word of thanks. Give God thanks first. No matter what I'm praying about, no matter how desperate I might be to talk to God, I got to say thank you, God. That's the first thing that comes out of my mouth. Thank you, God. Showing him gratitude for what he's done. You know, in the announcement, I asked, have you had a little struggle with gratitude? And I need God's people to be honest. Are you going through your day and you just can't seem to pick up that Bible? Are you going through your day and you, oh, it's so busy, I just forgot to say thanks. I forgot to say prayer. Then can I tell you something? That's not showing gratitude. Because you have to remember something. For all that God gives us, it's very little we can really do for him in return. We really can't do anything for him. But in order to just show him how grateful we are, that's what happens when we dedicate our life to him. When we do something that we really don't want to do, that's how we show gratitude. All righty? All right, what else are we talking about here? What other verse tells us about being grateful? All righty. All right. Psalm 106:47. Save us, Lord, our God, and gather us from the nations that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Amen. Amen. And gather us from the nations. Do you realize what that means? You're talking to God all the time about what your surroundings are like. Do you realize all the chaos in this world that God saves us from? Oh, I don't know if you think about that thing. That's why you got to talk to God. Because whenever you speak to God and you call God's name, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior, my Redeemer, the Almighty. Those words, those names help to keep the enemy away from us. That's what you need to be doing. That's why the Bible tells us do not use the name God in vain. Because he's expecting to be on sight when you call his name. So when you start spewing out that name for every little thing, listen, that's like crying wolf. All right? So listen, if you want to pray for gratitude tonight, make sure you put it in the chat room. Okay? Make sure you put it in the chat. I promise I will read it. And hey, Allie, I love that, an attitude of gratitude. Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because that's what we need to have at all times. All right, so we're going to be reading those prayer requests soon, but you know, I love this one. James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Every good and perfect gift is from above. There is nothing that we have that does not come from God. I don't care how great it is. I don't care how little you may think it is. I don't care how much you may cherish it. I don't care how much you may put it on the side because it's something that you favor a little bit more. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. If you found a pantry line to get on in order to get your Thanksgiving dinner, every good and perfect gift comes from above. Oh! Did I just say that one? Did I just? If you have franks and beans on the table for Thanksgiving, oh, every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord, comes from above. Amen, 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 amen. We're not going to sit and measure how great God is by what we have, because every good and perfect gift comes from above. Oh, what is Allie talking about? He just had me post that scripture to my story before I came on here. Amen, amen. All right now, all right now. Oh, every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. Oh, listen, the car broke down and you had to call AAA and you stood out in the cold or you sat in the car and you waited for the hour that it took for AAA to come. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because guess what? You made it. Guess what? No matter how cold it was. Oh, yeah. By the time the AAA got there, you weren't frostbitten. You could still talk. They gave you a ride or somebody came and picked you up. Come on. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. Oh, I got a word. Thanking God for all the snacks he blessed with. Amen. Amen. You don't know, in this house, it could be 2 o'clock in the morning, man. We are scrounging around. Oh, we're scrounging around for the gift, for the snacks. And any little thing we find, we're like, oh, I'm glad I forgot that I put this in that pocket. Oh, yes. Every good and perfect gift. And you know what? It sounds like it's trivial, but I have to tell you, I give God thanks for everything as well. I do, because, you know, there are people who don't have food. And here God is rendering snacks, which means that he's giving us the food and then some. So, listen, I'm not too big to see that every single thing that God gives is a blessing. Oh, it's a blessing, it's a blessing, it's a blessing. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, do we have a testimony here? I crashed my car in PA while I was pregnant. And do you know the Lord used that and got me out the ditch in the snow and took me out of my panic? Oh, he is way too good. Amen. 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 Oh, another testimony. I gave God thanks this morning that I had a choice as to which robe I wanted to lounge in today. Amen. You know what? Testimony time. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's see what we can give God thanks for. Let's show our gratitude and tell people our story. Amen. Amen. I'm loving this. I'm loving. Thank you, God, for our ball awoken. Amen. Amen. There's some people who are in their house and they're cold. Amen. Oh, let me tell you something. I remember the day when the boiler broke down and it was 0 degrees. Why the boiler don't break down when it's 50? Nope. The boiler broke down when it was 0 degrees and we had no plumber. We had no boiler man. But thanks be to God, a phone call was made and a plumber was sent, and then another plumber was sent after that. And then another plumber was sent after that. So look at how God, that one boiler breaking, has led us to a blessing today. And that was about 10, 15 years ago that happened. But now, thanks be to God, we have a boiler man. We have a plumber, and an excellent one, I might say. All right? Come on, come on, come on. Oh, we got to check in from Corinne. Hey, Corinne. Thank you so much for joining us today. Please make sure if you have a prayer request, please put it in the chat room. I'm about to read the prayer request so we can pray. And we want to just give God thanks today. We want to show our gratitude. There's a difference I'm making. I'm making a distinction between thankfulness, thanksgiving, and gratitude. And, you know, because to me, gratitude is how you show thanksgiving, how you show thankfulness. This is Stephanie. This ain't in no dictionary. It ain't what your teacher taught you. Ain't what grandma said. This is Stephanie. I'm making this distinction today, okay, tonight, all right? So for me, gratitude is what we do to show how thankful we are, all righty? So come on. So I'm getting ready to read these prayer requests. Please make sure that you drop your prayer request in the chat room, okay? For those who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, 516-387-1358, please put that in the chat room. For anybody who knows someone who needs prayer, who needs to join us, but they don't have internet access, God's always got a ram in the bush. Thank you. Thank you, God. All righty? All righty. Here we go. I had enough gas to pick up my sister and get us to and from church. I have enough money to get my air in my tire. Amen. 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 Oh, we got a check in from our friend Sean. Oh, amen. Hey there, Sean. Our third male check-in for the night, giving God thanks that you're on. Now, this past Thursday, we were blessed to have Sean on. It's due time with Pastor Steph, and he has written a book. It is now in ebook form, My Stroke Story, and he was fantastic, fantastic. It was a fantastic conversation. He was a blessing to the show. I got wonderful feedback from that episode. So please go back and listen to Thursday's show, which was the 17th, November 17th. So if you put in, it's due time with Pastor Steph. You can either put in 11/17/22, or you can literally put in My Stroke Story, okay? And you will be blessed. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for blessing us, Sean. Oh, we got a check-in from our guy, Larry. Hey, Larry. Our fourth male check-in for tonight. Come on, we need to build that male presence up in the prayer room, okay? Oh, thanking you, Larry, for blessing us and being present with us today, all right? Oh, we got a stamp. He was a blessing, Pastor KL is saying. So, come on, make sure you go back and listen. If you know someone who's had a stroke, go back and listen. You know, that would help you, you know, maybe get some thought, some idea, you know. All right. Hey, my girl, Minister Tatiana, how are you? Thank you so much. Thank you so much for stopping by and saying hello to us. Stay a while. Make sure you tell somebody that the Word Prayer Project is in effect, and we are praying tonight for gratitude. All righty? That's tonight's theme, gratitude. All right? You're welcome, Sean. You're welcome. Thank you so much. We're getting ready to read these prayer requests. Please make sure you put it in the chat room where there's a prayer request from Allie. I'm requesting more of him and his will. Amen. Now, let me help you with something there, Allie. For those of you who are pressing, praying for more of him and more of his will, get ready. Get ready. I always tell people, be careful what you ask for. Because when all of the changes start hitting you, and you're like, oh, I wasn't prepared. Oh, I don't know. No, girl, get ready. Put your roller skates on because you are not going to be able to keep up with all the things God is going to bless you with. You're asking for him and his will. Woo! That is massive. Trust me when I tell you, he is going to begin to move from this moment, because you asked for it. From this moment, he is going to start moving in your life in ways you have never imagined. So yes, it's going to be very different. Yes, it's going to be, it's going to come from left field. Yes, it's going to be a change. So get ready, get ready, get ready. It's coming. It's coming. Okay. What else are we praying for? Larry is saying, thanking God for allowing things to work out yesterday. So whatever happened yesterday, we're giving God thanks. We're giving God thanks for it working, it, for God working it out. All righty? All righty. All right, let's get to these other prayer requests. What are we going to God about? Ooh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Ah, gratitude is often an overlooked concept. Just to be alive is a big thing to be grateful for. Amen. I pray that God continues to accept my gratitude and provide me with more things to be grateful for. I pray that the people around me never have to question how grateful I am for them. Amen. Most importantly, I pray that people don't underestimate the power of gratitude. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer request. All right. Remember, if you have a prayer request tonight, we're praying for gratitude. That's our topic tonight. Okay. Make sure you put in a prayer request. Okay. All righty. Praying and thanking God for my blessings. Thanking God for allowing me to receive blessings despite my ungrateful ways. Amen. Thanking God that he's always looked past my ungratefulness. Praying that I can show him more gratitude. Praying and asking God if my gratitude can be genuine. Asking God if there's anyone that doesn't feel that I show them enough gratitude, that he can change that in me. Praying that I could see all the gracious things that I have been blessed with. Woo! Whoa! Big time, big time, big time, big time. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. So encouraging. I pray that I am able to love on my husband in a way that is unmistakably the Lord. Ooh, amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Now, for those of you who are on YouTube Live, please make sure you hit that subscribe button. You tap that bell so that, you know, everybody can know that you can log on and everybody can know that you are a subscriber. They can see that people are subscribing here because we're doing great things in the Lord. So right now, tap that subscribe button, okay? We are building subscribers on the regular. We're giving God thanks. We're grateful for that. We're showing God gratitude by inviting you and your family and your loved ones to join us live, okay? And there are many videos. God has blessed us with so many videos. We've done so many videos. So make sure you press that subscribe button so every time we upload a video, you will be the first one to know about it, all right? I pray for a heart that's always ready to repent. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. I pray for my mouth to be closed unless it's for the Lord, it's of the Lord, for anything I may speak outside of him to go in one ear and out the other. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Thanking God for all he has done in my life and thanking him for not giving up on me. Thank you, God, for Pastor Steph, who pushes us to where you want us to be and not giving up on us, even though we may fight at times, but she never gives up on us. Amen. I pray that my family sees all what God has done in my life and how grateful I am, and I pray that they will seek him before it's too late. Amen. I pray that no matter what goes on in my life, I show God just how much I love and appreciate everything he does for me. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer request. Thanking God for increasing my sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, which convicts me when I'm being ungrateful. Amen. Praying that God continues to help me increase my desire to be used by him so that my gratitude increases when he calls me on, when he calls on me rather than animosity. Amen. Amen. Praying that God clears up my vision so that I notice the things my husband does to show love and thus become and show more gratitude towards him. Amen. Amen. Praying God forgives me for all the times I should have been grateful and wasn't, and thanking God for an opportunity to do better in this category. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer request. Amen. 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 All righty. Lord, thank you for these beautiful, passionate pastors. Amen. Amen. I want to ask God to forgive me for some of the things I should have been grateful for, and that I am more grateful for what he allows me to be now, the journey of my life where I could have died, been raped, brutality, assaulted, convicted to life in prison, an addict to drugs. Thank you, Lord, for always holding on and always holding my hand and never letting me go to my own wants. I am so grateful that I have a beautiful wife and a beautiful church family and my wonderful immediate family. Amen. 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 I ask that we allow gratefulness more often towards God, and by us being able to eat, sleep, have shelter over our heads and clothes to wear, we take a lot of the little things in life for granted. I ask God for forgiveness for us all so that we can do it better and he can get the worthy and praise that he deserves. Amen. 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 Thank you for that prayer request. Praying to give us all eyes to see, eyes to hear, and hearts that are wide open to him. Amen. Amen. Thanking God for all good things that come from him, knowing that it is not by my ability, but his allowing. I'm grateful to God that he sees me worthy for the positions he has placed me in church, to work for his people and at work. I ask God to forgive me for any complaining I've done that could be perceived as ungratefulness. I'm grateful to God for his loving chastisement when I need it. I'm grateful for his forgiveness when I have been disobedient. I'm grateful to God for providing me a home, food, clothing, protection, health, and strength. I thank God for my church family and my pastor, Steph, who has been crucial to my walk with him. Thanking God for the people he has brought into my life for my good and allowing me those moments where I can always be a blessing. All that I have and who I am is all due to him, and I pray to stay in the mode of gratefulness and in humility under the one true God who supplies all my needs. Amen. Amen. And thank you so much for that prayer request. Thanking God for always keeping me alert of how I could be offending him. Amen. Praying that my daily routine show him the gratitude that he deserves to see and feel from me. I pray that I have the desire to always want to be genuinely obedient, which is the best way I can show God that I'm thankful for everything he has done, still doing for me. Amen. 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 I love these prayer requests. These prayer requests keep me fueled. It really does. It really does. And it has to bring some level of awareness to your, you know, heart and soul. Okay? All righty. If you have a prayer request for gratitude tonight, we suggest you put it in the chat room so we can read it, okay? Thank you, Lord, for bringing me to meet Shantice and Pastor Steph and Pastor's youngest daughter. And thank you, Lord, for them tasty wangs. Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you so much, Allie, for, you know, we're grateful to God for just introducing you to us and us to you. And we are really grateful for the camaraderie and the kinship. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for giving me the ability to watch others love on my sunny buns. Amen. And they are the cutest things. All they are the cutest things. Amen, amen. Thank you for those prayer requests. Thank you, God, for simply and completely being my strength. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God, for leading me from temptation. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God, for listening to my cries every time I need you. Amen. Amen. And thank you for those prayer requests. Praying that I stop reaching for things God doesn't want for me at all or right now so that I can truly show him gratitude through my contentment. Excuse me. Praying that I keep my vow to talk to God and to trust him with everything so that he is the only one who gets my initial thank you. Amen. Amen. Thanking God for trusting me with all the responsibilities he has placed in my lap. Praying that I can show my gratitude by executing every task and making sure I'm paying it forward. Praying that I can show Jesus my gratitude by loving those who have been difficult to love. Amen. 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 Thank you for that prayer request. Thanking God for my family and my church family who's in my life. I thank him because there's some people who don't have any family members. And it's very true. It's very true. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Thank you, God, for my home. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Oh, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And let me tell you something. If anybody knows about giving God thanks for their home, oh, you talking to the right one. Trust me when I tell you. Praying that I can show my gratitude by learning how to become a woman of my word. Amen. 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 Thank you for that prayer request. Thank you, God, for seeing my niece make it 16 years. Thank you, God, for allowing me to be a part of the celebration. Amen. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for that 16-year-old who is trouble-free. And when I say trouble-free, meaning that doesn't mean she does anything. But with the news that's out here today about our young people, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God, for granting me another day to be grateful when yesterday I wasn't grateful. Amen. 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 Thank you for that prayer request. Praying that I can show God my gratitude by using my talents, skills, and gifts to serve others. Amen. Amen. All righty. I'm grateful to God for growing my talents to be used for his work. Amen. 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 Thank you for those prayer requests. We're about to go before the Lord. And give God thanks. We pray for this gratitude topic tonight. And we want to make sure that you know, if something comes to your mind, that you put it in the chat room, okay? All righty. Heavenly Father God, we come to you and we can only give you a word of thanks. We can only give you a word of thanks. Thank you. Thank you for just loving us. Thank you so much for loving us when man looks at us and scowls. Whenever we make a mistake, we have to always be concerned of who we're offending, who won't, you know, want to talk to us anymore, if we're going to break the law. But God, we thank you for you. We thank you for you and introducing us to your son. Thank you, God, for your forgiving nature, that all we have to do is come back to you with a humble, true repentant heart and say thank you, say we're sorry, ask you for forgiveness, confess our sins, and you move us on to the next step, knowing that when you say okay and you've forgiven us, we don't have to worry about no backlash. We don't have to worry about you taking it back. So thank you. Thank you for introducing us to your will and your ways. Thank you for introducing us to your ways and the things that you do and the things that you're unhappy with and the things that are unpleasing to you so that we have a clear-cut understanding as the way we should be going. We don't have to run into those dead ends if we watch your words. If we pray, if we talk to you and communicate, you'll always give us that detour. You'll always put us on that path that will lead us to righteousness. How can we say thank you? God, we're saying thank you for all the relationships that we have that have been formed by you. That if it weren't for you, we wouldn't have the relationship. We thank you, God, for teaching us how to appreciate those relationships, God. And Lord, tonight we come to you with our issue of gratitude. And Lord, let the truth be told, we don't show you the way we should, ultimately, the way we should be grateful. We should be thankful. We want to wave at you for a hot second and keep it moving. But Lord, we're so grateful for this topic tonight. Thank you for this topic tonight that will definitely redesign what we do going forward, God. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to get it right. How many times have you been giving us messages about being more grateful and showing our gratitude? And we just haven't gotten it. We've ignored it. We've turned and looked the other way. But tonight is in our face, God. Thank you. No more nudging. No hinting. No plotting. Right here, right now, tonight, we're praying for our level of gratitude. We have just admitted so many of these prayer requests, admitted that we weren't grateful when we should have been grateful. Or we said we were grateful and we were thankful, but we didn't show you in any level of gratitude. There was no level of gratitude that indicated how grateful we were. We wanted to give you 5 minutes of our time, God. We wanted to take 3 minutes to read a Bible verse for the day. We want to read that verse that pops up on our phone and that is already giving our service to you, and that's it. Because we loaned somebody $5, that's what we're going to show as gratitude. But Lord, tonight, thank you. Thank you. Because you're giving us that lift. That lift we need. Right to stare you in your face. To now really help us understand what gratitude is all about. It's not the exact same thing to everybody who's on here tonight or everyone who will listen. It's not about giving you thanks at Thanksgiving time. It's not about being grateful at Thanksgiving time. It's not about, well, I'm meeting with my family. You know, at least I'm doing that at Thanksgiving time. And for the other 364 days a year, we ain't trying to find these people. We don't want to talk to our family. We're holding grudges. We're not calling anybody. We're not reaching out to anybody. We're feuding. We're not trying to make amends from old issues. Half of us can't even remember why we're not speaking to people. But tonight, we are forced to face you tonight. Because you are challenging our gratitude tonight. We all can step our game up when it comes to this gratitude issue. And we're grateful. We're thankful. We love you for just giving us that uppercut, punching us in our stomach, giving us that shake we need, whatever it is that we need. I always think about you snatch me in my collar. You snatch me by my collar. Thank you. Thank you. Because there are so many people out here that are afraid of facing you. There are so many people out here who are afraid to be approached by you. There are so many people out here who don't want to hear from you when you're not saying something good. But you know what, God? I'm showing you my gratitude. And I still have a ways to go. And I thank you so much for every time you snatch Stephanie in her collar, God. Oh, just keep on snatching, Lord. Just keep on snatching. Because as long as you snatch me by my collar, I'll always make sure it's done right. that my gratitude will be shown when I just change the way that you, and gone the way that you have told me to go. When I'm doing something that's just not quite right, and you snatch me by my collar and I reroute the way, that's my gratitude. That's my way of showing you how much I appreciate you. So, Lord, I'm asking you tonight that everybody under the sound of my voice, whether they're listening tonight, whether they're listening next week, next month, next year, that everybody will make that shift, that everyone will ask you, God, snatch me by my collar. God, don't just nudge me. Push me down if you have to. Lord, just don't. Pull out that bullhorn if you need. God, don't just send one person, send 20. Whatever whatever we need to get this job done so that we show you more gratitude, we're asking you tonight. All the things, God, we have laid out tonight and said I'm grateful for, I'm thankful for, thank you, God. Let us begin to show it in our actions, that it will graduate from being just words on our lips, just something that comes out of our mouth, that it won't even just be on our heart, but that we will reach out to others and show how great you've been. That's the gratitude. That's the gratitude we're talking about tonight, that if we can help somebody, then we will. God, sometimes you require us to do some things that just don't make us comfortable. But you know what? I'm going to say thank you. And I'm going to ask you to help each and every person when you are nudging us and pushing us and telling us to do things that just ain't comfortable. I ain't even thought about doing that like that. No. They didn't already, they didn't stung me once. Shame on me if I let them sting me twice. But you're pushing us in that direction. Then let us show you the gratitude for what you did for us. When your son should have left us at the door and didn't invite us in. Oh, did I just say that, God? Well, we could have been standing on the outside looking in. Oh, but your son kept calling our name. And the doors were opened. And we just walked right through them. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. When that crevice was open and left in that window, and we were able, it was just wide enough for us to squeeze ourselves through. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, you have been just so good. Better to us than we have been to ourselves. Lord, let the gratitude just pour out. And I'm not talking about words, God. I'm talking about in deed. I'm talking about in action. What we do. Let us do for those we never considered doing for. Let us speak to those who we vowed we would never speak to. Let us forgive those who we said, I could never forgive them for that. Oh, had you taken that attitude with us, where would we be today? Thank you. Thank you. I'm the spokesperson tonight for all your people who are listening or who will listen. And I'm saying thank you. And Lord, again, I pray that no matter how hard it is, if it's one hot dog we have and we have to split it to share with somebody and all we have is a half a hot, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because there's some people that don't even have that half. Thank you, Father. Whatever you have blessed us with, let us show our gratitude by giving it away. Oh. There were times, God, when I wanted to say no. There were times when we wanted to say no. because of the infraction, because of the hurt, the pain. But you wouldn't allow us to say no. And people around us just didn't understand it. They asked, how could you? Why would you? Why would you want to? But it was you. It was you who we were listening to. And when we made that move, it was a move of gratitude. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that every time we show that level of forgiveness, we not only show it to that individual who we're forgiving, but we're showing it to everyone around us and everyone around them, how much we are grateful for what you've done for us. And that's our level of gratitude that we're pouring out. Oh, thank you, God, for changing to yes. I can't to yes. I don't want to yes. I shouldn't to yes. Thank you, God. We salute you tonight because you didn't leave us where we were. That there were times, God, you had to drag us to the next step because you knew that at that step was going to be the game changer, that at that step it was going to make the difference and it was going to turn our lives around. Thank you, God, for just dragging us to that. And when we thought we couldn't go no further, when we had given up and we didn't want to go no further, when we were all wishing to be dead, when we asked you to die, but you just dragged us along. And once we got to that point, you turned it all around. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy and your grace that prevails at all times. Thank you for pushing us from level 8 to level 9. And then at level 9, our eyes were open, our hearts were open, our ears were open, our spirit was available. But had we stayed at that previous level, we would have been dead. Thank you. Thank you for giving us a no when we wanted yes. Thank you. Because that no would have meant death. That yes would have meant death had you said yes to us. But your no kept us alive. Thank you. Ooh, how do we say thank you? By showing our gratitude. And Lord, we make a vow tonight that this will be the first moment. This will be the moment that the game will be changed when it comes to us showing a level of gratitude that's acceptable. See, we've been living off of that level of gratitude that is acceptable for us, the at least factor. But we want to step up to your level, something that is pleasing to you. We don't want to just do it. We want it to be acceptable by you. Thank you. You're so good. You are so great. You are amazing. Oh, Lord, you are amazing. Lord, change the attitudes tonight and turn it into an attitude of gratitude. And when we complain about little stupid stuff, that is chipping away at our gratitude. Thank you, God. We give you the glory and the honor. So rightly do you name, as we hold hands and hold hearts tonight, that, you know, we could pray alone, that's fine. But when we join hands and hearts with your people, it lifts you higher. It lifts you higher, and it gives us more strength than when we stand alone. And you have reminded us tonight, and every other night we've been together, and every other night we'll be together, that we don't have to be alone in this journey. There's someone else that's facing that same issue that we're praying about. We love you, Lord. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Ah, he is pleased with this session. Amen. Amen. And anything I do, I want to be pleasing in his sight. So my friends, my family, as we, amen, amen, as we walk into this holiday season, let this not be the season of gratefulness and gratitude and Thanksgiving, and that it stops the day after Thanksgiving, that it keeps on going, and that people can look at you and wonder, wow, you know, where'd that change come from? And you can tell them that the Lord did this thing here that I couldn't do it by myself. But it was the Lord who blessed me enough to tap me on the shoulder and invest in me one more time. Ah, amen. 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 I want to invite you again to listen to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you miss us, it's okay. All you have to type in your search engine is It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, and you will pull up every single episode there has ever been under A Course of World Christian Talk Show or It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. So I pray that, you know, you all have a safe and wonderful holiday, that you remember, you know, to show how great, graceful you are. Show your gratitude. So if someone asks you to bring a soda to dinner, then think about the fact that you didn't have to buy the whole meal. Take three sodas. They said a soda, take three. Leave them. Don't take them back home. Leave them there. Someone asks you to, you know, buy a pie, buy two pies and plan to leave them there. Because, again, you didn't have to provide the whole meal. Let them know how much you appreciate them. I love you so much for joining me. Please plan to join me not next week, not Thanksgiving weekend, because people will be milling around and traveling and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, when we pray, we want everybody at, you know, full attention. So please, be safe if you're traveling. I pray that God gives you traveling mercies. Enjoy your family. And you know how you can show gratitude? Is there anyone you're not speaking to right now? I don't care what they did. I don't care what they did. I don't care what they did. Is there anyone you're not speaking to? Pick up the phone. And if you don't have their phone number, you can find a way to reach out and contact them. And just pick up the phone and say, you know what? I forgive you. I don't care how long it's been. That is an attitude of gratitude. Because you know what? When Jesus knocked on God's door for the 100th time and called out your name, he said, Father, it doesn't matter what they've done. You said you were merciful. You said you were kind. You said you were forgiving. So think about it. It was once you, and it might still be you. Well, come on. Show that gratitude. I love you so much. Thank you for joining me. I wouldn't be me without you.